Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly, and I'm now joined by Martin Howe from IT Know How as we open up the PC workshop once again. And today we look at those underlines in red and blue. Martin, explain yourself.
Yeah, indeed. In various Microsoft products, you get a red underline appearing telling you that you have spelt a word wrong. Now, I only discovered recently that lots of people amend the word until they get the spelling right. They just assume that it's just a notice, so to speak, letting them know that it's wrong. But they weren't aware that there were tools available to help you. Now, some people have found the spell check feature in the toolbar, which is great. Brings up and gives you a choice of words, but the quickest way to auto-correct your spelling is simply to right-click on it, and a list will come up showing you the options for your misspelled word so that you can click on it and select the correct spelling.
Simple.
Very,
very, very basic.
But I wowed a long-standing member of staff at Somerset County Council the other day.
Brilliant.
When I sat there next to her, watching her fiddling around and just said, "Why don't you right-click on it?" And she went, "Pardon? Right-click on it." So she did. And she right-clicked on it. She went, "I never knew that was there."
And that's what the PC Workshop's all about. It's worth pointing out, I know you haven't probably got to it yet, and I'm probably going to wee on your fire now, but it's the same for the repeated word as well.
Yes, absolutely. You get if you put in this twice, you'll get a red underline because it's realised you probably typed it twice, etc. So again, it does bring to your attention mistakes that you've made, and these are mistakes, so to speak. They're definitely defined as a mistake. Just quickly to mention that Microsoft does preload Office with lots of words that are commonly misspelled and incorrectly misspelled, and these are auto corrected. This is why that sometimes you're typing things and you'll actually find that it sort of, it's corrected itself. Isn't that clever? What a clever computer. No, it's all been preloaded. We deal with one lady who is involved in medical practices, and a lot of words she has to type are complex, often Latin. She actually adds into autocorrect. It's a feature that exists in within Word. You can actually add in your own words so that while she's typing them, it's sort of like it then automatically picks them up so she can get a pretty close, and then it'll add it in for her and correct accordingly. To add words for yourself to autocorrect, you need to go into File, Options and Proofing. It's not in one of the little buttons across the top in your ribbon toolbar. As I said, you need to go to File, Options and Proofing. Now, coming back to our little list that came up, when you right-clicked on it and you found the misspelled words and the options to correct them, you probably noticed that there were an awful lot of other things there as well. Now, I'm not going to talk about the various ones because a lot of them are quite obvious, but one that's mentioned is synonyms. And as I said, it appears when you use Word, PowerPoint and Outlook.
I can't even say that word properly.
I had to make sure I'd written it very, very carefully, and I've had only tea this morning, so that's fine. If you drift over the word synonyms in the menu, what you actually find is a whole series of words will pop out that are alternative meanings to the word that you've used. It's actually a really, really useful feature. I'll give you an example. If we had a sentence that you've just typed out, it's either in an email or you're just writing a letter, or if you're somebody who's possibly skiving school at the moment or otherwise, you have to do something for teacher. Take this sentence. We had an excellent day out with our friends. Lunch was excellent and we had an excellent walk. The weather was excellent too. You're starting to get the idea that you're not being very creative and you're just using the word excellent. Well, rather than you have to think up stuff, Microsoft will help you. And as I said, if you right-click on the word excellent and drift down to this word synonyms, and it'll pop out. And what actually pops out for the word excellent are the following words: outstanding, brilliant, exceptional, first-rate, admirable, superb, and tremendous. So suddenly, you've got a whole series of other options rather than just using the word excellent. So if you pick some of those words, you now end up with a sentence that reads, "We had an excellent day out with our friends. Lunch was superb and we had a tremendous walk afterwards. The weather was brilliant too."
Nice.
A much more interesting sentence. And as I said, very, very little effort gone into having to think things up because, as I said, all you've done is you've right-clicked and clicked on the that synonyms option. Now, if you're still not happy with the list of words that have come up, at the bottom of that list of words is a thing called thesaurus. And if you click... He's laughing again. No, I haven't got Terry Beale's teeth in, you see. I can actually say it. At the bottom of the list is thesaurus. And if you click on that, another list will come up showing you... potentially showing you more words as alternatives to the word you've clicked on. And if not, when you click on any one of those words, you'll get more synonyms for them. I tripped over that one then, didn't I? Yes, synonyms. Anyway, so the point being is it's very, very clever. And it, as I said, it helps you to be more creative in your writing. Now, we mentioned at the start, we're talking about underlines in red and blue. I've got to the blue one now. The blue one, what does it indicate? It indicates a grammatical error. Again, right-click on it and it'll tell you what you've done. The most common examples of this is where you may have typed here, the incorrect version of here. You, instead of writing being here, you wrote I hear you. You've used the wrong spelling there. And I've just mentioned the word there. That's often commonly misspelled. Sometimes you'll see the word T-O, when you meant to use T-O-O.
Punctuations as well. It will highlight punctuations at times.
I was just about to say apostrophes, hyphens, things like that. It'll also pick up on. So that's what the little blue underline means, if you've ever wondered. And again, quite frankly, you can ignore them. And it does give you, when you right-click, it shows you what your options are. And you can actually ignore it if you think that what you've written within the context of what you've written is actually correct.
Because I think it's fair to say that sometimes American grammar and some American spellings and the way they use words will be different to ours.
Correct, correct. So as I said, you've got to remember, and you've got to use a little bit of common sense in those instances, but I have to say it's ever so helpful when you, if you're writing a document, to make sure that your here's and here's are correct and there's are correct, because that is embarrassing when that goes out to somebody. And the first thing they want to mention is not the reply to the message, but by the way, you do realise how to spell correct. So anyway, there you go. That's it. A few ways Microsoft can help you make correctly spelled and more interesting documents.
And that is how the PC Workshop works. Hopefully you'll benefit from that little bit of advice. If you weren't too sure about it, you want to listen again, please don't be embarrassed by it. And if you are, because you're ashamed that you don't know little things like that, then you can always listen again at our website. All you need to do is go to tonefm.co.uk.